British Red Cross, we're going to be talking to them now, because they're looking to people in Yorkshire to pull on their trainers, strap on their Fitbits.
I've got my trainers on now.
Have you got a Fitbit?
No.
Okay.
What do I need one for?
Because you've got to make your miles count in September. It's quite a unique challenge that they're doing. And joining us to talk about that from the Red Cross is Kerry Thomas. Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Darren.
How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm excited to hear that you've got trainers on, because that means that you are pretty much all set to join us on Miles to Refugees.
There you go. There you go. I have trainers on constantly anyway, so that doesn't really mean that I like do any gym work or anything at the end of the day. So explain what this is. This is Miles for Refugees. What actually is it?
So what this is it is, as you said, it's a unique challenge. We are asking people during September whether they like to run, to walk, to swim, to cycle, to just get out, do some exercise, and be sponsored. And all of the money raised goes towards reuniting refugees with their families. And so it's a fantastic event, because you don't need to be a marathon runner. You don't need to be somebody who can cycle for hundreds of miles. You just need to be somebody who wants to do a bit more exercise and thinks that refugees have the right to be reunited and live with their families in safety.
So you don't, you could do absolutely anything, because, like, you know, I'm not a fantastic runner, but I do like getting on the bike on occasion. I know, Mark, you're thinking about buying a bike soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to buy one. Yeah, I'm going to buy a bike. Yeah, used to be a cyclist.
Well, Mark, I would suggest that you buy one before the 1st of September.
No pressure, Mark. No pressure.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. So I'm taking part with my team from work, and I am very definitely not going to run because I think I might be allergic to it. but somebody else in my team is going to run. But I'm going to swim, and I'm going to cycle, and I'm also going to walk a part of my commute every day.
See, that sounds like the sort of triathlon I could get on board with. A little bit of a swim, a little bit of a bike ride, and a walk.
Yeah, the problem we've got here at Radio Yorkshire is the only time I ever see any of this lot running anywhere is when they think there's some cheap sandwiches on offer downstairs at the cafe.
That's very true.
It all counts.
Ah, that's good news.
We're pretty good on the 20-metre dash then in that respect then. The guys are pretty good.
So you've got some...
Hold out a sandwich and
keep
moving it backwards.
Well, dangle it in front of everyone, a bit of string. I'll tell you what, you might have just hit on something there. We'll be marathon runners by the end of the year.
John, I'll be up for that one. So people are choosing different distances, aren't they, for this? And am I right in thinking that some are choosing distances up to about 2,700 miles?
You are right, yes. So when you sign up to the challenge, you pick a distance, and the shortest distance is 22 miles. And the longest distance is 2,700 miles.
Who's doing that? Who's doing 2,700?
That must be a pretty big sandwich.
It's a team. So that is the other beauty of it, that you could do it by yourself or you could do it in a team. So if, for example, you worked on a radio show, there's a team thing that you could do. And all of the distances you can choose are related in some way to the journeys that refugees are making. So 22 miles is the length of the English Channel, and 2,700 miles is the distance from Damascus to London. And the reason that we wanted to pick distances was partly because we wanted to give people something to aim for, but also I was really, really shocked when I started looking at this event at just the sheer distances that refugees are travelling. And they're travelling that in pure desperation. And so we wanted to just give people, you know, the chance to put some significance on the distance that they were going to aim for.
I think I think as a nation we're quite sceptical sometimes. We always think people are coming, they're coming here, they want something for free, things like that. And as you've just said there, that these people are quite literally putting their lives at risk to get here, aren't they? They're not just coming here on a whim, we'll go there, we'll get a bet.
Yeah.
This is like almost life or death for some of these people, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And the other thing is that the way our family reunion project, which this money is going towards, works, is that when somebody has been given the right to remain in the UK, they actually have a legal right under humanitarian law to bring their family to be with them. But the paperwork to do that is incredibly complex. And obviously lots of people who have come, the English won't be their first language, or it'll be quite difficult for them to get in touch with their family if they're living in a country where things are, where there's a conflict happening. And so the Red Cross is able to help with paperwork, able to help arrange travel, and able to provide assistance with funds for travel. And being able to do that means that you can get people here safely, and so you cut out the options that people go to in desperation of paying a trafficker or getting on. You know, I'm sure we've all seen the pictures of boats that are just horrifically overcrowded, with life jackets that aren't real. And if we can get people here safely, and as I said, under their right, under international humanitarian law, then that is a much better way. And all of us, you know, for all of us, family is important, safety is important, and these people have the right to live in peace and in safety and with their family, and that's what we want to help happen.
It's a fantastic cause, there's no doubt about that, and if you want to get involved, it's pretty simple to sign up, redcross.org.uk/miles. Go to that website. Entry to the event costs £10 and you've got a sponsorship target of £100, so redcross.org.uk/miles, and get involved in that one, and do some miles, make your miles count this September. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire
thank
this morning.
You.
Take care. Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Bye. Bye.